It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Good afternoon, evening, whatever it might be here. It's about 6:20. We're minutes away from getting this this match started. We're at National Trail High School, where the Indians will be taking on the Lady Blazers. And we're looking at having a little volleyball action starting here for the season. And we hope you listen in all the time. We're broadcasting tonight. Tomorrow's game at home, I believe that's St. Mary's. I don't have much that right in front of me, but that will be a WPGW simulcast. Any of the games that Rob Weaver's doing, we will be simulcasting, and the ones he can't do, we'll take care of. So we're down here at National Trail, and we're going to do a little broadcasting, and Diana isn't going to be able to be with us at least to begin the broadcast. So her daughter, Madison, has agreed to help us out. Hi, Madison. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm glad you're helping us out. I need somebody that has some clue about, I love to watch it, but I have no idea what's going on. I need somebody to help people out. So we'll be back with a little bit more right after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacist. At Kalp Pharmacy, we're patient advocates, whether it's selecting the best cough syrup or supplying a custom-fitted wheelchair. We provide patients with tailored health care information, pharmaceutical services, and medical equipment. You can depend on value-added service from Kalp Pharmacy with locations in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Welcome back to National Trail High School. So, Madison, you probably know a whole lot more about this team that's going to play tonight than I do. So what are your thoughts? What are our strengths, our weaknesses? What have we been working on or anything like that?
I've been to a couple practices. Coach Pete Miller's let me come in and help a little bit. And I'm pretty excited for this year. I think we're going to be pretty good. Our strengths, I think, are definitely our hitters up there. Whitley in particular,
anybody that's watched this play, that's, you know, between Whitley and Paige last year, tough.
And I think Marissa stepped up a lot this year, you know, being a senior, it's big, big shoes to fill from Paige, but I think she's doing well. I think she's going to perform well tonight, and our defenders as well, Audra Bupp and Aubrey Kanacki, I think are going to do very well today.
Good. And I know, I never can remember which one of the Kanapke twins it was. It was a serving monster last year.
Yep, that would be Aubrey.
She would get on those rolls where she, you know, just...
Yes, she would.
Just five or six in a row effortlessly.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was always good. So I did a little checking while we were on our break, and it is St. Mary's that the Lady Indians play tomorrow night. And they always have a very good team. Usually they they at least compete very well with the MAC schools,
yes,
which
do.
Is tough competition. So that can be a really good test for us. And so that's coming up on Tuesday. No game on Thursday. Friday, it's boys football. We're playing at home this time. Instead of 6 hours away up in Plain Trace, we're playing at home. We're playing against Urbana. They're going to be an hour and a half drive to get here. So I guess that's probably what we'll do next year. It's an hour and a half their direction, but that's okay. But do we know anything about National Trail?
I do not. I did not know we were playing this year, them this year until a couple weeks ago. So
What you mostly hear of ladies' sports in this league is softball.
Yeah,
they're outstanding. They're like MAC schools in softball. They just beat everybody.
Yeah.
The other sports they're competitive in that league, but they're not big time anything. So looks like they're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll take a break here, and we'll be back after the national anthem. Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared, bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat, and if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lanes pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call to reserve your day and time. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Through the month of July, Miracle Lanes will be open on Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farm. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Welcome back to National Trail High School. They're just finishing the introductions. Did we get our starters?
I think they just went right down the line. We did not get our starters.
Yeah, I think that's what it appeared to be. So, pretty sure I can guess a couple of them, but we'll just wait and see if they get out there. And then usually they have six starters, and a lot of times they'll switch somebody out before the beginning of the match. So
that'll be your libero.
Yeah, and there's going to be, there'll be 50 switches. I think they're only allowed 25 a game or something. There'll be a whole bunch of people moving in and out, so it should be, I'm going to say there's probably going to be 8, 9, 10 different players hit the floor for us, at least in the first match, maybe more than that if we got out in a pretty good lead in the second and third. So it's sets, I should say.
Yeah.
I learned that from your mom. This
she
is a match.
Know what she's talking about.
This is a match. Each thing that I think is a game is a set.
It confused me for years.
So, looks like we're getting ready to go here.
Yep. Just looks like she's checking lineups, making sure everything's in order.
Yep. Now, in this, does the visiting team always serve first, or do they do some sort of?
It depends on the coin flip that they do at the beginning.
Oh, okay. So they do a coin toss. Okay.
Yep.
We're never really sure how that worked.
Yeah. So we seem to have won the coin toss, so Grace Guggenbiller will be up to serve first for us.
That'll be a good thing, mm-hmm. I think. She seemed to be doing pretty well last year, and I'm going to bet a little money that she's improved.
Yeah, I think she's got a pretty nice serve, so.
Good. Yeah. We're just about ready to go here.
That's a good serve for Grace. And the Trailblazers have hit it out of bounds, so it's another point for recovery.
Yep, went over the net, but off to the side. And
another good serve by Grace. This one they had to chase around a little bit. They got the ball back over. Dig by Mara, set, and tip by Whitley. Dig by Marissa as they put it back over. And Mara Pearson with a swing and a miss.
Yeah, about a foot too low.
Yep.
Tie to one.
And we had a good service receive, good set, and a kill by Tegan Fortcamp.
Yep.
Good to get her started in this game early.
Was that Kanapke?
Yes, okay. That was Faith.
Yep.
I think Kanapke had the service receive for us.
Yep.
So Tegan is now back to serve.
Indians up 2-1.
Good serve for Tegan. Trailblazers a bit out of system here. Mara with a good pass. Set, and Whitley got the tip kill.
They set it right up there for a big old pound, and she just tapped it over and rolled it right down the blocker's arms.
Yep.
Rolled down the arms, hit it in the net, and hit her in the feet. 3-1, Indians.
Ooh, Tegan with an ace on that one, hit the back corner.
Nice hard shot across. The Lady Blazer tried to get over there. It was on at the side, and she hit it back toward the side. So 4-1 now, Indians.
Another good serve by Tegan. And Trailblazers hit that one in the net, so Tegan's off to serve again.
And if they had gotten it over, Whitley's there to block it. So
yeah, Whitley and Lulu's are up there putting up a wall.
Yep.
Tegan again with another ace.
Just about the same thing as that other one, off to that side, and she is trying to bring it back, a hard line drive, bring it back into play, and that's not many people can do that. 6-1 Indians.
Another good serve.
It's a great serve. That was a dive.
And a free ball. Tegan took the first one. Lily's got the second, and Marissa hit it over the net.
Goes up in the rafters and comes back down, and the person who hit it up in the rafters was the only one close enough to hit it. At least she didn't. She got out of the way, so somebody might have been able to hit it. So 7-1 Indians now.
Tegan with her third ace tonight.
Yep, and that one went instead of going way off to the side and back, it went kind of toward the middle and back. So she did better on that one. But I hadn't forgot to mention too that in the JV game or match, I think the Indians won both of those. I think the first one, it was seven. Indians were leading 7-5, and I was still hooking up equipment. Looked up and it was 17-5. Then it was 22-5 or 6, and I think that's about where it ended. And the second one, I saw 22-4. I'm not sure how that ended, but it was.
Yeah.
I think that's when they called a timeout, or 20-4 or something.
Yeah. I think they stopped at scoring 4 points there.
Yep. So, Lady Indians look really good. Don't know the skill level of National Trail Junior Varsity, but in here in the varsity, they look like they're pretty good, but they're having a lot of trouble with Tegan's serve.
Yes, they are.
It's a hard line drive serve over just clears the net.
Yeah, she's got a nice top spin on that ball, too.
Yeah. They were able to get that one going. Here's the one across.
Aubrey with the free ball, set, and a slide to Witts, and they blocked it out of bounds. It's a kill for Whitley.
I'm glad that girl got her hand up.
that might have hurt.
Might have hurt her nose a little bit. That was a pound.
Yeah. If she'd have gotten up there a split second earlier, it might have been a good block for her.
Yeah.
So.
Oops, something happened. We have a foot under the... I didn't see what he motioned. I just...
Foot under the net, maybe? That's or in about the net, I'm not sure.
I'd say it's probably under the net. That's...
Yeah. Marissa with a serve receive. Mara to take the second. And Marissa with a swing. And it's in the rafters.
Nice save by them.
Yes, it was.
Billy with a
rough three ball pass.
Mara puts it out. It's 8-3 now. That whatever the mistake was earlier got the Lady Blazers fired up here. And they scored a couple in a row. That one just almost cleared the net. That would have been... kind of like what Tegan was doing there, that line drive serve. And I know we've been practicing that the last 2, 3, 4 years, and everybody, I think, can get that done. As I believe your mom used to say, high risk, high reward.
For sure. and that's Audra Bruff with an ace to start off
The same thing that Tegan was doing.
Yeah.
They put it over here on this right side, and... the best they can do is hit it backwards, sometimes backwards toward the rest of the players and sometimes into the stands. That one's in play.
Yep. And they got it over on a swing. Aubrey with the dig, set, kill by the
That was a great set.
Yes, it was. Tegan and Whitley have been struggling to connect for some part of this beginning of the season.
Well,
so glad
that
to see
one, you couldn't have set it there on a tee any better than that.
No, you could not have.
And Whitley did it exactly right.
Just
pounded it right to the floor.
Audra Bupp with the miss serve on that one.
Yeah, a little short. So 11-4 now the score. And...
Trailblazers had a couple of subs.
See if I can pick up a number here. Looks like Abby Whitesell will be one going back to serve for the Lady Blazers.
And it's a good serve.
Way up in the rafters. Ooh, good save by the girls, but goes out of bounds on the far side. So it's 11-5 now. Lady Blazers, once they broke Tegan's serve, have done pretty well here.
Yeah.
Great.
So with a
save.
Good swing, they got it up.
And
Whitley blocked the setter dump over the net.
Yeah, she tried to dump one, and Whitley just tapped it down on the other side.
Yep.
12-5, and Whitley will serve. How's her serve been? I know when she was a sophomore, she was terrible. And then,
she's been working on it a lot for
last
sure.
Last year, she was... I would say she was really good, but probably fourth or fifth best on the team. And
she's definitely been working on it a lot. It's improved for sure.
And that makes her a all-around player because she can everything but serve. She was all league sophomore year. So
yep, and another good serve hit the rafters. Another point for Whitley.
And it shot straight down. They would have had to have somebody get hit on the head to play
almost.
That came down so fast. 14-5 Indians, and Whitley will serve again.
And she puts that one into the net.
She almost hit it under the net.
Almost.
Just a little short there, Whit.
Aubrey Canaffi, our libero, we went in for Whit. So now at number 7, Addison Sparks for Trailblazers will be serving. Got a good serve. Audra Bupp on a good serve receive pass, set, and a kill by Marissa Garkey.
Another good one. 15-6.
Faith Wendell to sub in for Lily Lutfield. She'll go back to serve.
Watching her last year, she's she was almost as good as Hope.
Yeah.
I mean, she with her sets and her serves, she's just really good.
She does have very, very good hands.
Yep.
They could not return that ball.
Yep. Got one hit, but all they could get.
Yep.
16-6 now. Faithful serve again.
Another good serve. Good set. They got it over. Faith on the dig. Aubrey to Marissa. And they got that ball up. Return to us. Audra got the dig. Faith to Grace on a tip. And it came over. And they called the Trailblazers under the net.
Under the net. I can't see it because of the official. I think she should be standing there instead of let me see. And I will take their word for it. There's very few bad calls by the paid officials in this.
Faith with another good serve, and they got that ball over with a hit from the libero. And the kill from Grace Guggenbiller. She also was the one to take that swing or that dig.
Yep. Now, was it who set her up on that one? I didn't.
Faith did.
Faith did. Okay.
Very good set.
No, they're going to take a timeout. We'll just take a real quick little timeout here with them, and we'll be back in just a minute, I think, if I can make this work. Here we go.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Back at National Trail, and Faith Wendell will serve again.
An ace right out of the timeout.
One of the Blazers kind of flinched at it and backed off and hit on the floor between two of the ones in the back row. So
I never have that hesitation moment.
No, can't
Faith
do that.
With another good serve. And he called a double on the Trailblazers setter.
I never see that. Your mom and Susie see it every time. Everybody that knows the game, they get it every time, and I never even know what they're talking about. At stadium.
They had a nice free ball to our deep corner.
Yep. It's 20-7 now. And let's see who we have. It looks like the libero back there. And the 13, Mackenzie Smith, it looks like.
She's got a good serve. Aubrey with a good pass. Set by Faith. Nice swing by Marissa. And they got it up, pushed it to our deep corner.
Nice play.
Did not get that ball up.
Yep, put that over in the corner where we kind of drifted away from that sideline. And they dropped her right in there. 20-8 now.
It was a very, very nice placement for that ball.
Yes, it was.
Again with a good serve. Aubrey with the pass. Set up Tegan. She got it over. They got it up. And they returned it. And Marissa got the kill on that one from a great ball up from Audra.
She hit it into the block, but they couldn't keep it up. Right down their arm and onto the floor, 21-8.
And Mara Pearson had just subbed in for Audra Buck. She'll be our left side hitter now. Marissa's in the back row serving. And she got a serve on that one.
Took that ribbon at the top of the net and went down. Sometimes that'll hit it and flip over and good things. But 21-9 now.
Trailblazers have a couple of subs.
And Kenzie Everman will go back to serve here for the Lady Blazers.
Good serve from her. Marissa with a good serve. Receive, set, and a kill to Grace Guggenbiller.
That was a really nice serve. It shot over there. We handled it well. Mm-hmm. And then we're able to get a good set and found that empty spot on the floor. 22-9.
Grace Guggenbiller back to serve. We've rotated 6 times now. A good serve. They returned it to us.
Face back set to Whitley.
To Whit, and they got it over.
That was a great play by them.
Scrambling a little bit. Marissa got that ball up, set, and a kill to Whitley. Yep. Her third hit in that.
Was that Faith with the set again?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, she looks like Hope, and she plays like Hope. And that,
yes,
that setting is unbelievable. Looks like they had a lift.
Yes, I think the setter accidentally lifted it over the net, is what that call was.
24-9, Lady Indians, and Grace Guggenbiller will serve, we hope, one shot.
Good ball up, back set. And their number 8, Jada Jackson, got the kill on that one against Whitley and Mara's block.
Yep. I think that's the first one they've let get past them there. 24-10 now. First set here.
That was a good deep serve. And
Hope sets one up.
Set and another kill to Whitley to finish off Whitley the first set. 25-10.
And that's the end of set number one, 25-10. And we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experienced change within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome back to National Trail High School. Lady Indians win the first set 25-10. Do you have some sort of quick
Stats? Hard to do two things at once for me. Right now I've got Whitley and Marissa both at 3 kills apiece, and Grace Guggenbiller right behind them with 2. Got a couple of assists in there for Faith and Tegan, and some nice digs from Aubrey and Audra as well.
Yep, that's great. And probably a few kills here and there.
Yeah.
Kinsey Everman.
Aubrey with the serve receive. Faith pushing it out to Tegan, who passes it over. And on a net play, Grace gets the ball up to Faith, who sets Tegan again. They tip it over the net. Mara on the dig and the swing. And she just barely swung it out of bounds.
Yep. So Good hard shot, but just slightly wide.
Yep.
So, Blazers 1, Indians 0.
She served that one long out of bounds on the back line.
That was 5 feet long.
And now Whitley is in for Aubrey, our libero, and Grace Guenbiller is back to serve. A nice, good short serve. And they got the ball over. Marissa on the pass, set and killed by Whitley on the slide. That was a good swing. That was a beautiful set by Faith.
Yes. And we probably could put that statement right there, a beautiful set by Faith, on a recording. Just hit the button.
Oh, for sure we could. Her and Tegan both.
Yes.
Grace with another good serve, and they could not return that one. They got three hits, not quite over the net.
Looks like we've been trying to avoid number eight. I think it's Jada Jackson, J-apostrophe-D-A Jackson. Senior, she has a lot of skills.
Yeah, she
appears to be the best, most skilled player on their team. So,
Grace Guenbiller with an ace serve on that one.
Yep, 4-1 now, Indians.
Another great serve, and they could not return that one either. Not quite an ace because they got a second touch in the ball.
Yep, the receive put the ball into the net, and the front row players had no chance of playing that.
Nope. They got that one up. And a good swing.
Yep.
Touched Whitley's hands, and she accidentally brought the ball down. So.
Yep. Yep. And that was Jada Jackson.
Yep. I think that's second or third kill tonight.
Yep.
So
she's definitely has some skills.
Yes, she does. They had a great serve, Marissa on a beautiful pass. And Whitley swung that one out of bounds.
Just
far
about
back there.
Well, she hit the wall on the wood hop and on the one hop, and I think that the wall shook.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She smacked that one.
Yes, she
that
did.
That one's in the net. 6-3 now, Indians.
Tegan for Camp is back to serve.
Go back to serve here.
And Lily Luthel just subbed in for Faith Wendell to play her front row. And a good serve by Tegan. Jada Jackson swung and hit the ball out of bounds on the back line, so Tegan will be up to serve again.
She had a nice hit on that, but it just didn't stay in for her.
Not quite.
Got it up a little too much, not very much.
Tegan with an ace serve. It looked like it was going out of bounds, but she touched it just barely.
Yep. Yep. And then, you know, we have some of those serves that dive, and I think she just wasn't going to take that chance. It was going to dive and hit inbounds.
Can't say I blame her.
No.
Tegan with a shorter serve on that one. They got it up. A good set to the outside. And a missed block between Whitley and Lily.
And Whitley's giggling. I think she got hit in the face with that.
She might have. Bounced between her face and Lily's.
And I'm sure if you're listening, you know Whitley well, and all she does is grin.
Oh, yeah. Jada Jackson on a missed serve on that one. And their libero, Mackenzie Smith, is going to go into her back row. And now we have Audra Bupp, who subbed in for Mara. She's going to go ahead and serve.
Last year she was a very good server. I'm sure she's gotten even better over the summer, so we'll see where we go here.
Yes,
left-hander.
Good serve. And they returned it on a free ball pass. Whitley takes it. Set, and a beautiful swing by Whitley. Beautiful B set by Tegan.
Yep. That one hit right on the foul line, right where you stand to shoot a foul shot.
Yes.
About 5 feet inbounds and right in the middle of the court.
Audra with another great serve, and it's an ace this time.
I think that one took a dive. That girl was waiting for it, and it in that last 5 or 10 feet, it dropped about two feet more than it should have. 11-4 now, Indians.
Another good serve. She's that's got a little bit of a topspin on that serve, and that's another ace for her.
Yeah. I noticed last year some of the ways we serve are not in the MAC, and us also are different from way other leagues.
Coach Guenbiller has been trying to push float serves because they're harder to receive when you're back there. So we do have a couple of girls that topspin, but He's been really pushing that float serve, which I think a lot of teams do.
Yeah, and you get a couple of those that'll dive on you or do this or that, and a lot of the places don't seem to push that serve that just clears the net. They want to be sure on the serve. And that's not a bad thing because you have a extremely high percentage of that getting in play.
Mm-hmm.
But as I mentioned before, and your mom always says, high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
So we're back after the timeout. National Trail with the timeout, and it's 12-4 Indians.
And we've got Audra Buff still at the line.
Now, with her being left-handed, will that make a difference on how that spins and how it comes to you, or is that doesn't make much difference on
it? I don't think it makes too much of a difference now.
Yep.
She's got an ace right out of the timeout.
And they're getting their hand on it, but they can't get it up. It's like a foul back to the screen in baseball. That's what's happening.
I don't know much about baseball, but yeah, skims right off the back of her arms. And
that
another
again.
Beautiful ace. She is on a roll. That's four aces in a row.
They can't handle whatever she's doing. They can't handle it.
I'm not sure.
Marissa is throwing it back to her. Almost made a basket on the backboard that's lifted up there.
Fifth ace in a row for the night. She is on a roll.
And it hit her hand and went straight back. That's three of them that in a row that's happened. I think might have been all five of them. One of them, I think, just dropped.
Trailblazers just sub someone in, hopefully to throw Audra off a little bit. Sometimes they'll do that.
Yeah. They got that one up. So they can play it.
Yep, and it's a free ball over the net. Witt takes it. Not a great pass. Teagan up to Marissa, who swung into the net on that one.
Yep. Now, Witt needed to take that, but that's not her thing.
No.
She's not the receive.
She is not. That was a hard ball to decide who took it, though. It was in front of the 10-foot line.
Yeah. And as you said before, don't hesitate. Just do it.
Yeah. Audra with a good dig. Teagan to a set to Lily. Got over. And they almost got they got a free ball kill.
That was
that
a great
one.
Volley.
It
was supposed to go on the ground a couple of times, and they got it up and in and back and forth and over the net. They finally got us on that one. 15-6 now.
Yeah, bit of a scramble on that
one. And Abby Whitesell will serve for the Lady Blazers.
Served it long.
It out of bounds.
That was a powerful serve.
Yes. That had some juice on it, we'll call it.
Yes, it did. Now Whitley is back to serve, and that means Grace Guggenbiller is back in the front row.
16-6.
Whitley with a good floater. They got that one up, back sets, and they got a kill on that. That was a good swing, good placement.
Yeah.
That was a missed dig by Teagan Fortkamp in the right back over there.
Yeah, and Jada Jackson is not even on the floor for them right now, and they're playing pretty well.
Yeah, they are. I believe that kill was by Haley Davidson. It was a good swing.
Yes.
Now our libero, Aubrey Knapke's back in for Whitley. They've got a good serve. Good pass by Aubrey. Back to Lily with a kill.
Wow. Yeah, she was 5 feet back from the net and she can jump.
Yes.
She got up there and got that with a great hit down at the feet, and no chance to hit it. 17-7 now.
Faith Wendell back to serve, so she subbed in for Lily. Good serve. They got it up, and they got a swing, and it was out of bounds, just long.
18-7 now. And
Faith Wendell's to serve again.
Yep.
So
let's see if she can have a little run like Audra did.
Hopefully, yeah. Another good serve. And they free balled it over. Audra's taking this one. Set. Pushed it out to Marissa with a beautiful swing and a kill on the... Oh, that was... I thought it was a kill, but they seem to have played it. And now he's calling a replay for some reason. I think he might have blew his whistle too early to call it.
Because what it did, they hit it. We hit it to them. It shot off of her hand and went into the stands and bounced off of the wall or maybe in the bleachers and came back into play.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you can do that.
I don't think you can.
There's a slight possibility it hit pipes or something up here, but
I'm not sure.
It came shooting back out like it hit the wall.
Huh. I would have thought that would have been illegal, but he must have blown his whistle too early. Yeah. So, replay. Good serve receive. Grace is a little early on that middle ball.
Yep. Two hits.
Yep. Calls. Grace tipped it over, and they got called on a double. Their setter over there. Yep. And now Marissa is back to serve. So Mara Pearson subbed in for Audra Bupp, and she's in the front row now. Good serve by Marissa. They got that ball up. Jada Jackson hitting it just a little bit long. Marissa will serve again for us.
2018 Indians. Game two here. 25-10 was the score of the first match.
Marissa with another good serve. And they free balled that one over. Aubrey takes it. Set and a slide set to Grace, who got a beautiful line throw on their libero.
She's almost as good as her sister was with that back set. It looks like she's going to set it where you think that one kind of in front of her is going to get it.
Yeah.
And one of our big hitters comes in behind. And I've seen a lot of girls do that back set, and they'll arch their back, so you know that's where it's going. The Wendell girls do not do that. I don't think any of our girls do, but they're the ones that you notice the most. So
yeah.
Little timeout again, 21-8 Indians. And things look pretty good for us right now.
Yeah.
There are some pretty good players on the Blazer team. I think we just have them outmatched. But I think they're going to do very well this year.
I think so, too.
They have a lot of skill.
Yes, they do.
They just need to not play max schools.
No.
it's different, the competition.
Yes, it is. Definitely different. Marissa's to serve again. She got a good serve on that one. Their libero passed it up. And Jada Jackson hit again. Faith Wendell on the dig. Mara took the second ball. Teagan on a good swing. They returned it again. Marissa got the dig. Faith Wendell to set Marissa back up in the back row. She got a nice roll shot, and it was in the rafters, and they were able to play that ball. Sent it over. Marissa with a good free ball. Pushed out to Mara with a beautiful kill right off the block's hands. It almost hit us in the face.
Yes. We appreciate the lady at the scorer's table deflecting that over our head. Otherwise, that's going to hit me right in the snout.
Yes.
22-8. Marissa.
A great short serve.
Yes.
They got it up, and they're hitting it out of the back row. Grace takes that ball from the front row. Great set. Great swing by Teagan. They got it up, but their front row was in the net. So we've got the ball again.
23-8. Two more. Might as well finish it off. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think she should be able to for sure. She's got a good serve. They got it up. Free balled it over. Grace takes that ball. Set on a slide again. Grace on another kill off the blocker's hands.
So she received it, got it up. And was that Teagan that set her?
No, that is Faith back
there. Is that
there.
Faith again? Okay.
Yep.
There's a post right in between. Then I have to see where they come out of the... Well, she, at 24-9, she promptly serves one under the net.
Yes, tried the short
point.
Serve. Didn't quite hit it enough.
Well, it hit inbounds, but it never went over the net.
Side of the net, yep. They're number 9, Kinsey Everman, to serve. Aubrey on a great serve receive set by Faith.
Ooh.
Grace with a swing, and they got that block. So they blocked
that
Grace on that one.
Heck of a shot.
Yeah, it was.
That was a great, great shot.
Yeah.
Put that down. It from went from her hand to the floor in about 1/100th of a second. So 24-10 now. Everman back to serve again.
Ball goes for recovery. Someone must have been in the net on that block.
So?
Well, that was the end of the second set. 25-10 again.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure either. Are we calling a timeout? No, they're going to.
Yeah, that was.
They're
the
going
end
to 3 minutes.
Set,
so
yeah.
Something happened there that I did not see. But
I think they called someone in the net on that block. It was a beautiful block, but the net must have moved. So our down official here must have seen it. Yep. Called it.
Okay. Nope. We'll take a little break here and be back in just a minute. Grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need to make your grilling great. They have the propane, they have the charcoal, they have the wood chips for your smoker, and best of all, they have great steak prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and New York strips and T-bones are just $7.99 a pound. And they have brats from Johnsonville, Swaggerty Farms, and Winner's Meats. And don't forget to grab some rubs and sauces from a couple of local businesses, Dave's Famous Sauces from St. Mary's and Wendell's from St. Joe. Get everything you need for this year's grilling season during their No Limit Meat Sale at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacist. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you're faced with a choice, choose Kalp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bourne, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 1-800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to National Trail. I'm here with Miss Maddie Rammel.
Hi.
Forgot
about it. I was taking drinks of water. I've got some stats here from that second set. We had seven aces that set, five of which came from Audra Bupp.
In a row.
Yes,
awesome.
In a row. She's got a great serve back there. And we had, I tallied about four assists from Faith, which were split between Whitley and Grace.
Yep.
And then Tegan had two that set, so pretty good. Mara got a kill that one. I think that might have been her first kill of the night. I'm not too sure, but got a nice one that last set. So we're doing pretty good.
Yes. So I forgot to, was that 25-14?
25-10, okay. I
believe. Same as the first one. Yeah, it's 24-10. And
so I.
They might have put the 10 on the scoreboard for them. And then they reversed it. They never did put the 25 for us. So it might have been 25-9. I'm not sure what that. But that
doesn't matter. You're right. I'm not sure
that's
either.
That's not. That's not critical. So we'll just see how that all comes out.
Yeah.
So
start off the third set. Grace Guggenbiller is back there to serve again. She's smiling at me from the back line. So hopefully she starts us off well tonight.
Well, she knows you're talking about her, but so she's happy because she knows if you're telling the truth, you can only say good things about her.
Oh yeah. I love Grace.
Oh yeah.
I love the whole senior class. They held a very special
pretty
place
good
in
people.
My heart.
Yeah.
Grace with a great serve, and they got it over. They freeballed it. Grace to take it. Set by Faith. Swing by Mara. She got the kill on that one. It tipped the top of the net, and she still got that. So.
Yep. The Lady Blazers had gone up to get it, and when it came down, they were still up in the air. So.
Another good serve. That one was deep. They got it over with a good swing. Marissa on the dig. Set. Ooh, a high set by Faith. Whitley couldn't tip that one quite far over.
Yep. She got it. I think she got it over, and they got it right back.
Yeah.
But. Either way,
that's
one
all
to one.
Right. She's still giggling. It's all good.
Well, she always does.
They've got Jenna Pettit back there serving. Good serve receive set and a great swing by Tegan, but they are returning that ball almost.
She just couldn't quite get it over the net.
Nope, she tried to be aggressive, which is great, but the swing didn't quite get over. So
2-1 Indians, and Tegan will serve here.
Yep, so Lily Lujo is in the front row. She subbed in for Faith Wendell. Good serve from Teagan. She's got a great top spin. They free ball that over, and it was out of bounds. Great call by Mara. Followed it all the way to the line on that one.
It was only a couple of inches out, but she knew exactly where she was and knew where that line was. So 3-1 Indians.
Another good serve. Ooh, kind of tipped off her arm, but they got it over with a push. Marissa takes it. Set and a far swing by Witt. Hits our line judge back there.
That came to her so fast,
sounded
she
like
couldn't
it
even
hurt.
Flinch.
Whitley's apologizing. She feels so bad. She's so staring at me, making awkward faces right now.
And her face is as red as her hair.
Oh, yeah. She's all good.
But I just saw the lady judge waving the flag.
Definitely
she's,
out of bounds.
She's giggling.
Oh, yeah. They had a good serve. Ooh, not... Looks like a nice save from Teagan, but she must have been in the net or
maybe under the line.
Looks like a good save, but
3-3, and Jada Jackson will serve just not quite over the net. So Indians lead 4-3 early here in set number three. I got set right this time.
Yes, you did.
In the last set, I said game and match before I finally got set.
Yep, where he said set.
Said everything that I could have said till.
Audra Buck back there to serve. She replaced Mara Pearson. She's got a great serve. Aubrey takes the ball from the swing. Teagan out to Marissa with a great, great line ball swing that almost hit the 10-foot line, it looks like.
Yep.
That was beautiful.
That was a great shot up right down the side, about 3 inches inbounds.
Yeah, and that was a great set by Teagan. A nice deep serve by Audra, and she gets an ace on that one.
Yep.
She's doing very, very well with these placements of these serves.
Now, they did get it up to where it was playable, but nobody was there.
No.
So it could have been played, but wrong place.
Yep. And another great serve to the opposite corner of the court.
That almost stayed in the rafters.
I almost thought it was going to. Audra takes the free ball. B set to Witt. It's a little high, but she gets the tip kill.
Yep, she went up like she was going to pound it again. And just kind of tipped it a little bit.
She might have been early or it was a high set. I'm not sure, but it all worked out. So Audra with
it. That was a long one.
Yeah, I thought that was going out, but she touched it.
Yeah, well,
so.
Like we mentioned before, a lot of our serves have dived, and they just don't want to take that chance to look like an idiot when you stand there and hit you in the foot. So,
I've definitely seen that happen.
Yep. So timeout here with Indians leading 8-3. They're going to try to regroup and get back in this set. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Welcome back to National Trail. We're in the third set. Indians leading 8-3. Come in after a timeout. It was 3-3, and we've scored 5 in a row, I believe.
I think so, yeah. Audra Buff's been back there at the line for a while, so.
Yep.
And she gets another good serve. They've got it up, passed, and they free ball that one over. Audra takes it, set. Teagan seems a little like she might have tripped or something, but we got it over. And Whitley and Lily blocked that one. And it was a good deep swing, but we saved it. Teagan fell on the floor for that one. We still got it over. And Whitley looks frustrated out there. Yeah. That block came down underneath her. She had to try and kick it up. So that's all right.
And believe it or not, after she did that, she was grinning again.
Oh, yeah.
Abby Whitesell, your server now.
Marissa with a great service save. Back set. Kill by Whitley on the nine ball back there. It was a great set.
Pound down. They did get their hand on it to try to
get it
maybe
up.
Save something, but 9-4 now the score.
And Whitley.
Going to serve.
Yep, back serve. So Grace Guggenbiller is back in the front row for our libero, Aubrey. And it slipped through one of the girls' fingers, but they got it up. Whitley on a high free ball pass. And Marissa with a throw, but it didn't matter because the Trailblazers were in the net. So I'm going to count that as a kill for Marissa here.
I'm glad they have people watching that because I'd never see that either. They have to almost take the net down for me to.
I honestly might have almost called Marissa in the net because I'm not sure what had happened.
Yeah.
But Whitley with another good serve. A back set for the Trailblazers. A good block touch by Marissa. It's back on Trailblazers' side as they free ball it over. Whitley takes it, not quite to the net.
Yep.
And he calls a double on two.
That is absolutely the first time I've ever seen a double hit. I actually noticed that. Actually saw that happen.
Yeah. They're not fun.
No.
They had a nice serve over there. Aubrey gets it up, and Marissa with a good swing.
Big swing.
They've got it up to the net. They tip it over. Grace takes it. Tegan with a set low to Grace, who tips it over. And they swung that ball over. Tegan with a dig that time. Aubrey takes the second ball, and Lily has to free ball that one over. And they swing again. We got a block between Grace and Lily, and they tip it over. Grace
touches
it again.
This is a great volley. Keep it going.
Yes, it is. Marissa with a roll shot. Nice. They couldn't quite get it back over. That was a great placement by Marissa there.
Great. There were several really, really good shots from each side of the net.
Yes.
And they would pound one that we would get, or they'd tip one that we would just barely get and keep it going. The same way on their side, they just keep it going. And finally, the Indians.
Faith Wendell back to serve. She subbed in. And now we also had Allison Fullenkamp come in, and she subbed for Lily. She's playing middle. Great swing by Marissa. That one came out of the back row rather than in front of the 10-foot line. Got behind it, swung through. Not sure who that ball came from, though.
No, 12-5 Indians.
Faith went with another good serve. And that one's an ace from a miscommunication.
Yes, because it landed between two of them that were looking at each other thinking, maybe you ought to get this. He set me up. So they should have been kind of more aggressive, I guess.
Yeah.
That one's a nice hit, but about 3 feet long.
Yep. It was a good talk between Aubrey and Audra. I wasn't sure if one of them was going to take it or not, but
14-5. Here, Indians.
Faith Wendell to serve again. A nice deep corner ball. They couldn't quite get that one over.
Nope.
They got a second touch on the ball, but it was a little close to the net. So.
It's too close to the net for the front line player to get it.
Yep.
She probably could have got her hand on it, but she'd have hit it under the net. So.
Maybe. Yep. And another miscommunication on who's taking that second ball. So. Yep.
16-5, and they're taking a timeout, probably a really good timeout. Maybe they can get themselves kind of put back together here and make a run at it at the Indians and come up with a win in the third set. We'll take a quick break, be back in just a minute so we can breathe. Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared, bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat. And if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lane's pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call to reserve your day and time. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Through the month of July, Miracle Lane's will be open on Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead.
We're back. National Trail.
Faith just served.
And
back on our side.
Yep, they return to Faith with a dig. Grace with a nice swing and a kill on the right side.
Yep, got her hand on it, but it went backwards again. 17-5 now, Indians. I'd be okay if Faith serves this out.
But no, it was another good serve, and ooh, they were close. They scrambled a little bit, but they couldn't quite return it.
That second shot got too close to the net. The third shot had to go kind of, or the second shot had to go kind of backwards. So.
Yeah. So she's serving again, and that one was out of bounds on the sideline this time.
3 feet wide.
Yep, cross court shot on that one.
Yep. Good idea, just a little too long.
Yep.
Libero. Step back there, Mackenzie Smith.
And she's serving it. A nice deep serve, but Aubrey gets a nice swing on or pass on it.
Whistle, 25, did something.
Allison Follenkamp had a great swing, but Trailblazers was wearing the net on that one, so.
19-6 now, and Marissa.
Back to serve, and Grace Klingshern is in for Mara instead this time on the rotation. So Aubrey sets up Marissa in the back row because Faye took the first ball and she gets a kill back there. So she's doing pretty well.
Yep. Indians are looking very strong.
Yes,
I was hoping they would be this good, but I wasn't expecting it the first match.
Yeah.
That serve took a dive.
Yes, it did.
Three ball it over.
Faith had to chase that one down. Marissa takes it, rolls it over the net from the back row. It's tight. And a block from Allison Fullenkamp at the net. It was a high ball. She got there fast. And as she was swinging, Allison put her hands up. So
21-6. This will serve again.
Ooh, tried to short serve, couldn't quite get it over. But that's all right. It is 21-7. Indians are up now, and Kenzie Everman is going back to serve for the Trailblazers.
Oh, I thought that was going to get over, but it just hit the top ribbon and came back on their side, so.
Well, now we're all the way back around, and Grace Boonbiller serving again. So Witt's in the front row for our libero. And they could not get that one over.
And so. We got it up to the front row, and the tip didn't do anything.
Nope.
Just kind of flipped off her fingers. 23-7.
Grace is serving again. That one was a nice, fast serve.
Hard shot, line drive.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She tip kill on that one.
Tipped it right over the top of our blockers. If she'd have smashed it, they should have come back at her. Tipped it right over the top of them. That was really good move.
Jada Jackson with that kill. That was a great placement by her. Grace Clinton with a good serve receive. Faith to Allison with a nice cross-court kill there.
Smacked it pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Girl was able to get her hands on it, but that was about it. Got two subs coming in here. Faith goes out. So. Is that Tegan back there?
Yes, serve? Tegan is back there to serve. And Lily's back in the front row. So
24-8. Game point. Match point. And nice hit by Jada Jackson, and we put it right back down. Great block.
That was a triple block up
ends
there.
Ends the game.
All three of our front row hitter, or our front row was up there to block that ball. So,
We'll take a little break. We'll come back maybe with some stats. We'll talk to Coach Guggenbiller. We'll be back right after this.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. Family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Welcome back to National Trail. We have Coach Travis Guggenbiller with us.
So, Maddie, Coach, how do you think that match went?
We did a pretty good job. You can see the nerves out there today. But overall, it was a nice win, nice one on the road like this to National Trail, a nice school here. And the girls really played hard, so it was a good game today.
Yep. So what kind of stood out for you one way or the other? Anything that we really, really need to work on, or just keep on working on what we've been working on? Or
our serving was pretty consistent today, so that was an area that I was proud of. You know, we stayed aggressive, we stayed focused, we were able to get into a run, so that was good. We also talk about our five goals in every game. You know, you want to be the first of five, have the opponent call the first time out, win the next 2 points, have the opponent call second time out, and stay clean at 20. And we actually did a really nice job in all five of those categories today. Yeah. So that was, especially after the timeout, to keep your serve consistent, so that was good. But we're not very disciplined, though. That's an area you probably heard me a lot say, down low, ready, be loaded. And we stand up too much, especially on the free balls and the blocking. So we got to work on our discipline in that kind of area. And our passing, we're passed way too far to the right side of the court. We got to be able to pass in the middle so we can run our offense. Otherwise, big blockers are going to set it up on them. So some areas like that we got to improve on.
Yep. So we got St. Mary's tomorrow. What are you thinking?
St. Mary's is a pretty good team this year. We played them in the summer here at New Bremen, and they ended up beating us in those 15-minute timeout or those 15-minute plays. They're a very scrappy, smart team, well-coached over there as well. So it's going to be a good dogfight. Those girls are going to have to come out ready to serve, receive. Serving is all going to increase each game. And so and it's a home field or home game as well, so the fighting through those nerves as well. So we're working on that.
Yep. So, all right. Anything else you want to throw in there before we?
Nope. Thank you guys for being here.
All righty. Thank you. Appreciate it a lot. We'll see you tomorrow night, and we'll take a quick break. Come back with some stats. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu: spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items, or give us a call to get them to go.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
We're back here at National Trail. Indians win all three sets, and I think the first two were 25-10, 25-10. The last one was 25-7 or 8, I believe.
I think they've taken
it off the board,
like,
and the coach got over here too fast. We didn't write it down, so we're getting more worried about talking to him for a minute, which is not a bad thing. But the Indians did very well. I don't think I think 10 was the most points they scored on us.
That first
set, it went back and forth. It was tied 3-3, I believe, and we got up 5-3, and then I think that somewhere in there we went on a little bit of run, and they called a timeout. We came out, and I think the next time I looked up, we were way up on them. So, but you know, Indians played. The bottom line is, Indians played well against what I would consider a pretty good team.
Yes, they did.
They're not. They wouldn't win the MAC. They might be competitive, but it's really good game for us. Our first time out, so we had several what I would say really good players on the Lady Blazers team that helped us see what we might need to do. And, you know, if we had won or lost this game, just so we learn some stuff, so see some of our weaknesses, and maybe see some of our strengths that we can maybe capitalize on in the future. So it's a good learning thing. Win or lose, you know, it helps a little bit, I guess, if you win.
Yeah, but for sure it does.
If you lose and are kind of demoralized and get like that, that's not a good thing. But if you play really well and lose in a non-league game, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Especially when you see some things you can either capitalize on or improve on. And so games like this are really good for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sounds like tomorrow's match with St. Mary's is going to be a good one.
Yeah,
he was saying they handled us pretty well in the summer. So stats, you kind of have anything you want to throw in there?
One major thing that I got here was we had 15 serves tonight.
Yeah.
Or aces, not serves, sorry. And Audra Bupp had 8 of those 15, so she did very, very well tonight.
Yeah.
Tegan had 4 of those aces. And Whitley, I count here 6 kills. Marissa had about 8. Mara, I only counted 2, but I don't think she played the third set. I think Allison Fullenkamp went in for her.
That's right.
She got 2 kills when she was in there. And then Grace Guggenbiller had 5 kills tonight. Mm. And Faith and Tegan had a lot of assists for them as well. And Aubrey Kanapke came in and assisted well, too, mm-hmm. on any chance the setter took the first ball. So
yeah, so I think the ones that we thought were going to do well did, and the ones we weren't too sure about because they had potential last year but we hadn't seen them this year seemed like they did extremely well also. So,
yes, for sure.
I think against a decent team, I think we did what we wanted to do. So
yeah.
Well, Madison, I really appreciate you helping me out. Anything else you want to say before we shut her down?
I'm excited for tomorrow's game. That's about it.
Yep, and we will be that'll be Rob Weaver making the call on that one. And we'll be simulcasting that tomorrow night. And then on Friday, the boys will host Urbana. That's the 2 sporting things coming up. The boys will host Urbana in football 7 o'clock Friday night. So till then, we'll see you and appreciate everybody listening. And we'll see you the next time we're on. And I don't remember when our next broadcast is. Rob Weaver does a great job covering our Indians. The ones he can't cover, we happily do so that everybody can get to hear every game. So we'll see you then. Thanks again, Madison.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of Fort Recovery Radio listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.